On Bentley University Week, drug companies seem to be making a lot of profit, but are they? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Fred Ledley, professor of natural and applied sciences, finds out.
Our research asks the question of whether large pharmaceutical companies are excessively profitable. There is, of course, a public perception that drug prices are too high, and that one reason for this is the excess profit of pharmaceutical companies. These companies are indeed very profitable. From 2000 to 2018, 35 of the largest pharmaceutical companies had profits in excess of $1.5 trillion. The question of whether this is excess profit, however, is more complicated. Our research showed that these 35 large companies were in fact significantly more profitable than other large companies in the S&P 500. But when we did controls, we found out they were not more profitable than other large companies that similarly engaged in R&D and research-driven business. So what does this mean? Are pharmaceutical companies excessively profitable? This question cannot be answered by comparing financial numbers, but requires us to ask what is fair or unfair profit, and it requires us to understand what constitutes a successful business, one that is capable of discovering and producing the drugs that the public needs. It also requires us to recognize that the drugs that these companies produce are essential for people's lives, and that the affordability and availability of drugs is not simply a business issue, but also an issue of social justice and even human rights.
That was Fred Ledley of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.